that you want that spot, we can go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I was very curious because I got a call a couple of days ago, too, and they were from Home Advisor, and someone had reached out to us about being on their list for that, for their eyes or viewers for their spot. I was just, it's just perfect timing for a lot of this stuff, so I was just curious.
Hi, Anthony. Anthony, hi there. Hi. My name is Paul. Hi. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get to the details of the service, you know, answer any questions that you have, of course, how it works and what's included. Also, to apply a reduced rate, being that it's 8 years in as a company, you qualify as an established business for a lower rate. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good, Paul. Good to meet you. Thank you very much.
You too. Yeah, very much. And, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. And, of course, I'm sure that you use Google, right? You're also familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right? I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, especially, I mean, being that it is, you know, an established company, people will maybe know the name of your company. They might get recommended to you by someone else, but they're still going to want to Google it. And even more importantly, for the people that don't know the name of your business, they just need someone who does what you do. They go on Google, they go on Bing, they type in carpet cleaner, they type in water restoration, water removal, any of the keywords related to the services that you provide, we'll make sure that your business is one of those options that people see right there on that first page on that initial result. That's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where people go when they're trying to find someone to call. Now, there's also going to be a Facebook retargeting campaign. So let's say someone does that same exact search. They don't call anybody. They go on their Facebook page later that day or later that week just to kind of spend their downtime. They'll have those retargeting ads, and Peaks Restoration will pop up as one of those options, reminding them that that is something that they need to take care of and that you would be the best option to call. Now, of course, with this, the calls come to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, I did happen to catch kind of the tail end of your conversation with Tara regarding the Angie leads or Home Advisor powered by Angie. Did you sign up for that service?
I did, actually.
Okay. Have you gotten any leads yet or had a chance to follow up with those leads?
Actually, I literally just started like two days ago. So I was a little skeptical about answering this, but I was like, oh. Sometimes I think it's a scam or something, you know, I'm very cautious about, because I was very concerned. I was like, how did they get the number? Because we don't market like that. Like my number's in a tight circle here.
Sure. So right. When these positions become available, our inventory department kind of scours the internet, just like the search engines, Google and Bing do. We look for companies that are in the area providing the services that fit the category for the position we're trying to fill. And then, you know, you have to have no bad reviews. So maybe it's a website that we find you on, maybe it's a Facebook page, or it might be something like Angie or Thumbtack, a Yelp listing even. That means, you know, that would have been enough for you to hit our radar when our inventory department was looking for the list of pre-qualified candidates. So you made it onto that list. Maybe it was because of the Angies, but of course Tara's job is to help me find the one company to work with. Perfect timing. It looks like you're trying to grow the company, and the two of them don't conflict. Having a lead service like Angie or Thumbtack does not conflict at all with being listed as a top option on the first page of Google and Bing. Of course, it's a different service where you're getting calls directly to you, and the two of them can work out quite well together. What I would tell you, though, I mean, what my clients tell me, Anthony, the ones that have a lead service, once we get their phone ringing, I think a lot of business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. A lot of my clients do scale back on paying for leads. They keep them paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. some of my clients will even shut their lead service off altogether. Now, like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, and they will call you after seeing a website for you. So it's a very high conversion rate. I mean, obviously, you won't be the only company that people see, but when they decide to call you, it's really because they want to hire you. There's no website currently for the business, though, right?
No, and just not too long ago, I'm actually talking to someone that putting one together for me.
Really?
So again, we're literally at those stages that we are looking to grow.
That's perfect. So have you already like gone into a contract or paid this person to build that website for you?
No, nothing yet. He's just
Oh, perfect.
So he just told me he's a really good guy. I met him through our network, and he just threw it out there because he's seen us in business. And
I'm glad you mentioned that.
No contract.
Got it. We actually do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. Of course, our job, while it is to list you where people can see you, ultimately it's to get them to call you. So we do know that having a website is going to lead to that high quality call, that steady stream of calls from people making that informed choice. Of course, a website's a great and very powerful conversion tool. It does let people know that you're in the area. They can learn about your company. They'll know that you're doing exactly what they need. They can even see photos of your work and things like that. But it only works when people see it. So our job, first of all, is to put you where people can see your company when they need your services. But also, we can do a website for you, you know. And let me do this for you. I'm going to message my supervisor real quick. I'm going to ask him if we can include a website at no additional cost, because like I said, it is our job to keep your phone ringing. It is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. So we definitely do want you to see success right from the very beginning. Sometimes they'll allow me to do a website at no cost because we really do look long-term. I mean, it is month-to-month, but our clients do keep the service long-term because it works, and certainly that website would be a big part of that. Now, are you doing residential and commercial? Are you focusing on one over the other?
We're doing both, residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm. Any preference?
No, we're pretty open. We do a lot of the hospitals here in the area and the courthouse or the government building there and the social security building. So we're pretty open to residential and commercial.
And commercial. So we'd be able to target both and, of course, put those types of services on your website and all the content that we create. And it's not just Google, Bing, and, of course, like I said, the Facebook retargeting campaign. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. And Google does look for additional content. And those directories, like a website, talk about your services and service areas. So you'll have a Yelp listing. You'll be on Apple Maps and things like that. Now, as far as pricing goes, our established business rate, and you do qualify for that, is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We do prefer to work with a company that is pretty established, someone who kind of knows what they're doing, someone who can handle more business and still provide quality work. So you'd see actually a savings of just a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'd save exactly $300 each and every single month. Yeah, like I said, it's by far the biggest reduction in the cost that we offer. Again, we want to make it affordable for you and, of course, keep you a satisfied client because your success really is our success. And we've been around since 2004. We'll actually celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. And, you know, definitely, you know, our clients do like that service. So I want to make it as affordable for you as I can. You qualify already at 8 years as an established business. And that does mean the reduction in the cost, that reduced price, will stay with you as long as you choose to keep the service. Like I said, it's pretty close to 50%, just a tiny bit over. I mean, you'd save $300 every single month off the normal cost, which would have been $599. It brings it all the way down to just $299.00. So it would bill once a month for that $299. Now, while I did reduce the cost of that package, that's the Platinum package, which I think is ideal for your service area, as Tara described it. While I did reduce the cost of that particular package from $5.99 down to $2.99, basically cutting it in half, the $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that package was left in its entirety. And $100 of Facebook ads really does go a very long way. Facebook ads are like 20, maybe 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks from people in your service area that would use your services. See, yeah, I mean, it really does help. Again, it's that retargeting campaign. Anytime someone in your area has looked for your services, they'll see you on their Facebook page too. Now,
okay.
One thing that you will get is a detailed reporting and tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. You'll have 24/7 access to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will be promoting your phone number. Clients, both residential and commercial, will call you directly. Now, the website that we build does have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located and what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are, in fact, calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
It's pretty straightforward at this point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We try to keep it easy on your end. I mean, it is straightforward pricing. It's that flat rate. And although you do have 24/7 access to that tracking system and the results do update throughout the day, so you'll always have very near real-time reporting. Some of our clients we know don't even use their tracking system. They just answer the phone when it rings. They might say, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And when they say, oh, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's usually enough for people to know that the service itself is working. But we do provide that tracking system so you can see exactly how well it is working. Now, one thing that I'll do, and let me do this for you here, because the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So we're not Google. Anyone who calls you and tells you they are Google, well, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Google doesn't have a division that deals with anything less than 100 locations, but they did start a partnership program about 9.5 years ago. We were actually one of the very first companies to join that partnership program to provide these types of services to small and medium-sized businesses. So I did send that link out to you. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. If you're able to, please do maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up.
Okay, let me do that there. Okay. Yes, Local Splash.
So like I said, you will be able to track your success. One thing I didn't mention is that you'll actually be able to kind of manage your online reviews and reputation. Wherever we create content, not everywhere, but a lot of those directories will allow someone to write a review, but wherever they do write that review, it does repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews or respond to reviews. Wherever those reviews are kind of scattered across the internet, they repopulate on your tracking system. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is varies, of course, month to month, but we do keep our clients using the service. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and I'm sure we'd be able to do that for you. Below that blue-tinted photo, where it kind of outlines a lot of what we'll do in the beginning and kind of ongoing, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box with a colorful Google G inside it, and you can click anywhere in that box. It's not like a dead link. It's not copy and pasted off of the internet. It's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it will go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is, in fact, a Google partner, and of course, that makes all the difference in the world. Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm fairly regularly, mostly just small changes. But whatever those changes are, they do give us the heads up kind of ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to keep you ahead of your competition on that first page. And just below that is where it says SEO packages. Again, we'd be talking about the Platinum package, but 50% off the normal cost. You can see that there is a $299 setup fee that would normally come with any of our packages. It's for all the content that we have to create. Still waiting to hear back from my supervisor. I'm going to see what I can do, though, about reducing that setup fee. But you can see the Platinum package about right in the middle. It says Optimized Landing Page. That's a one-page website, but I did request from my supervisor if we could do the Optimized Website or the My Site that you would see on the other two packages. It's a little more conversion-driven, a little bit more of what most consumers want to see. Like I said, I do want you to have kind of all the bells and whistles. What I'll do for that setup fee is let me take $200 off of that setup fee, because I know you just started with Angie. I want to make it affordable for you, so I'm going to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. It would attach, of course, only to the first month, and then every month after that, it is that $299. Now, did you want to be listed like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
We are a 24-hour service because we do provide, water extraction, emergencies. But carpet cleaning, of course, Monday through Fridays, and I've been sticking with weekends as, after charge if it's really necessary after charge hours.
Gotcha. So for the carpet cleaning, Monday through Friday, of course, the water extraction, water removal is going to be basically as needed 24/7. So for the carpet cleaning Monday through Friday, is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, that's 8 to 5. A lot of times it's a truck mount, so I am limited in some communities about making noise.
Oh, right. Quiet hours, I gotcha. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. I do think it is for my supervisor. Oh, it is. So it says, Paul, for this established company, especially one that appears to be using Angie, I would be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade to a fully custom website. So I'm looking forward to helping this company continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So it would be that custom website, and not just the initial construction of that site, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that site would be included as well. So as we send you jobs, if you wanted to take more photos, you can send those photos our way. We can add those photos to your website. There'd never be any additional cost for that. And now the other thing too, Anthony, and some of our clients love it, some of our clients don't use it at all, but there is a website editor tool that you have access to through your client dashboard, your tracking system, so you could actually go in there and add photos yourself. You can make content changes, you can put in like a holiday special or senior military discount, whatever it is. So you do have access to make those changes to the website itself. Okay. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this going to be the number that you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number and the one you want on your website?
Yes, this will be the business bill.
Okay, perfect. And it is a smartphone, or at least you can receive a text message on there. The reason I mentioned that, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. If someone fills out that contact form on your website, you do get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it is a business email, we would list it on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records from time to time, we will email things to you. What is a good email address either for your business or for yourself?
So it is going to be my myself.
That's fine.
But again, we are in the works of opening one for the business, so it's more
perfect.
It looks better, but it's going to be my first and last name. 93. Okay. Yeah, that's Anthony, and last name is Yug, Y-U-G.
Mm-hmm.
93@gmail.com.
At Gmail. So yeah, like I said, that's kind of a personal, very personal email, your first and last name, 93@gmail.com.
Right.
So that won't appear on your website. People would not see it, but there would still be that contact form. And of course, that means when people fill out that form, you will get those emails. And then when you do get that company email, just let us know. We'll make that change. We'll list it on the website. And then, of course, everything would redirect to that other email if you wanted it to. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because they did see, and it's on Angie's, the 10600 Stampede Trail. Now, do customers ever come to you, or is that more of like a residence?
So that is a residence.
Okay.
A lot of times, so clients don't really come to me. I usually go
right
out to them again. So
yeah,
they'll give me a call and they'll come out. If it's a rug mm-hmm. cleaning, I tell them I can clean on site, or
okay,
I do have a garage out here that I do cleaning out of as well.
They can bring the rug over. But you'd have to talk to them first and find out what their needs were and then, you know, accommodate them with the address. But that's not an address that you would want us just to promote for your business online, right, for everyone to see?
No, I don't think so. Again,
okay,
the more we grow, we will look for a spot or an office.
Right. Sure.
But that is the goal as well here.
Okay. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, you know, kind of run out of the truck, and they don't expect you to have a storefront, which is perfectly fine, but they also don't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, so you would only be listed Flagstaff, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then if anything ever does change, if there's a, you know, storefront location, things like that, then we can update that information. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Anthony, I would do a couple of things. One is to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's kind of where we do the deep dive and talk to you more in detail about all of your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, of course. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Now, the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing both the cost of the service as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including that website upgrade, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Yu, give me just one second then to get that set up. Okay. Anthony, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Yu. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
It's going to be Peaks Restoration.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Anthony Yug, and I am owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Peaks Restoration, Anthony, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Anthony, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then Mr. Yug, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services, residential and commercial clients, are able to contact you, for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Anthony, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask is all of the content that we create for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Anthony, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And until there is a physical address, we'll make sure that there is no street address that appears for your business online, since currently customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the website upgrade, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 1st of August, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month at a further reduced rate of just $299. Anthony, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included, and in this case, with my supervisor's approval, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Anthony, is included, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Yug, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Anthony, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Yug, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do understand and agree.
Okay, that actually does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Anthony, that first payment, did you want that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
Yeah, it's going to be my business Visa.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it the business name on the card, Peaks Restoration?
Yes, so it is Peaks, but then it is my name on there as well. So
first and last name or any middle initial for you?
Middle initial is O.
O? Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4635-8800-0867-2123.
And then the expiration month and year?
0527.
And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
263.
I'm sorry, the first number?
2?
263.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, 263.
I've got 263 on the back, and then I've got May or 05 of 2027 for the expiration date. And was the card itself 4635-8800-0867-2123?
Yes.
Okay. And then does that bill at the 10600 Stampede Trail in Flagstaff, 86004?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Anthony, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let's see. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Let me grab a pen, and I will write it down. Okay.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is local time for you. And then when everyone else falls back in the fall, you'll be an hour ahead. So that would be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. when that happens. But for now, 7 to 4. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything, Anthony, that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Let me just pull up that calendar and see what is available there.
Okay.
So I could probably still get you in at 9 o'clock. There's also a 10 or 11, and then later on this afternoon there's a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock. Did you want something as soon as possible or a little later on today?
I would say a little later on. I'm about to get ready to head out, actually, to do hotel cleaning.
Towards the end of the day, there's a 1 o'clock, too. There's a 1, 2, or a 3 o'clock.
Let's go for it at 3 o'clock.
3? Okay, perfect. So we will schedule it from 3 o'clock until 4. It is, like I said, a one-hour window. The call takes about half that time, so it gets you pretty close to, in this case, 3, and then it'll get you off the phone about a half an hour after that.
Okay.
You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 2 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and I'm also in a second here going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, but it's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on a phone call, in which case they'll call you. They'll take good care of you. They'll have your file. I did, though, want to add just another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security here on your account, just a simple question and answer. Anyone who calls us, Anthony, and tells us that they're with Peak Restoration, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Yu, this is even more important, especially about a week from now when your website is up and active and online. If you do start to get phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, even if they claim to be Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer. And if they can't give you that information right away, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you moving forward telling you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just please do let them go. The voice verification was already recorded, attached to your file for, you know, an added form of security. Of course, it states moving forward it bills on the first of the month for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do city I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
It is Tuba City.
Could you spell it? Did you say Tuba?
Yeah. Yeah. T-U-B-A.
Uh-huh.
C-I-C-Y. It's on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Tuba
it's
City.
It's on the reservation, so. You definitely have to know me to know that one.
Yeah, for sure. So I got that entered in there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message our system should have sent out? Looks like you got everything already, the welcome email and one other.
I got the text message.
Mm-hmm. The one that we want you to see, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, Anthony, it's going to say something like, Hello, Anthony. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it says, Please click here to accept your subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So click on the click here. It's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. All the different services will be provided for you on the left-hand side. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. Most of those people are searching on their smartphone. So we are going to mirror the content on Bing as well. We want you to have those phone calls and opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Everything necessary to be on that first page. We are, like I said, said, doing that website upgrade, so that custom website's included. We're doing the Facebook ads as part of that package as well. You'll see the long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it populates your number and a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you're the certified holder of the card. We want you to click on that box. And then there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you'd either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So the A, the O, and the Y are, and your last name are all capitalized. There is not a period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears there, there's an orangish colored box. Click on that says confirm signature. Once you click that confirm signature box, it does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, that we are doing that website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card or do a video or phone verification to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit. So, of course, we'll want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it asks you for a username and a password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. Yes, username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it now, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something for you to track. You can find your login credentials, though, in the welcome email. So, of course, the welcome email has our phone number and email, and it has your username and password. Now, your password you can change. It's just a default password. Once you access your tracking system, you can change it. Your password looks like SEO online, all lowercase, no space, SEOONLINE. Your username, it's in our system the same way, so it cannot be changed, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It is your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 828-814-8855. And any correspondence to the support@localsquash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. That makes it easy for us to access the information and, if necessary, forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email. When we do the follow-up call, the client interview, they will probably give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsquash.com. You can always, if you like, email the photos team directly. But like I said, anything and everything can be sent to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I am going to send out that calendar invite right now. I hope that I am in between phone calls at 3 o'clock when our technician is ready to call you. Be nice to say a quick hello to you. I did, though, want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and running, of course. And, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. You take care, Anthony, and we'll be calling you back around 3 o'clock.
Okay, I appreciate it, Paul. And then please remind me of your last name.
It's Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, Paul Gordon.
Thanks, Paul.
No problem, Anthony. I look forward to hearing
back from you, and have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.